sometimes there are things all around us that indicate that we are on a collision course with destiny. Now, whether this is some sort of a self-fulfilling prophecy or whatever, the tempting of fate seems to be great sport to those who control us. They're able to make laws, take away rights, and dictate to us what is sacred and what is profane. And in the end, what wins is nature. Nature wins. Okay. And nature is neither good nor evil, but it carries out justice. Earth's background frequency, or heartbeat, is rising dramatically, and I've been reading about this for a while. It varies among geographical regions, and for decades, the overall measurement was about 7.8 cycles per second. This was once thought to be a constant. Global military communications developed on this frequency. Recent reports set the rate now at about a little over 11 cycles, and it's climbing. Science doesn't know why or what to make of it. And while Earth's pulse rate is rising, her magnetic field strength is declining, the globe is dimming, and according to Professor Benjury of the University of New Mexico, the field has lost up to half its intensity in the last 4,000 years. This decline can cause all kinds of changes in the natural order of things. Plants and animals will show the effects first, and then man will begin to become unstable. The effects from magnetic shifts, if you go throughout history, you look at them, and thousands of years ago we've seen these things. And the change in how mankind expressed himself reflected how the magnetic fields were affecting him. And many times there were ancient writings of earthquakes, floods, volcanic activity, plasma from space, and yes, even special flying machines. You've heard of Vimanas, you've heard of flying shields, you've heard of chariots of fire. We're seeing this all come full circle right now in our time. The indication there's a revolution about to close and a new cycle that will arrive to change things and to somehow bring balance and teach us the concept of complexity theory, the idea of resiliency. I've talked about this before. We can rebuild. We do survive. We do somehow. And we talked about this a while ago when we were talking about how it is plausible to survive all of this is coming at us. People think that when I talk about this, I'm trying to get you scared. I'm trying to get you to think that there's no hope and no future. And there are paranoid notions, a lot of paranoid notions, that much of what we hear in the news about mass death, suicide, catastrophe, and war are all part of an agenda. Now, many realities to consider about the planet's ability to remove that which is causing disruption in the balance of nature. And I'm wondering if there are many factors involved here, not just the idea of HAARP, not just the idea of sun manipulation, or actually the sun affecting us in such a way that we're seeing these things happen in great frequency. I remember a story that I was told when I first did a show about CERN, the Large Hadron Collider. And I asked once, I said, what happens if something gets loose underground in the Earth, and it's bouncing around the Earth like a BB in a boxcar? What does that mean for the planet? And I was told that, well, you know, get the keys to the CERN, turn on the Atlas Hadron Collider, slamming things around underground, and something gets loose like a quark, black hole, or some other oddity. What do I call it? Strangelet. I don't want to go black hole or quark. Let's talk about the strangelet. Let's say a strangelet gets loose under the planet. I was asked, what would happen if a strangelet got loose out of the planet if CERN decided, if they made a mistake? What would happen? And, well, you'd start noticing some things. You start noticing strange lights in the sky. You start noticing that the volcanic eruptions would happen in great frequency, earthquakes in weird places, sinkholes, weird weather. And it would be a gradual destruction of the planet. Little by little, the world would be ending. And you wouldn't realize it until it was all gone and you were gone. And that's the thing, is that, you know, if those in control want to give us a little push, they've already done so. So we're kind of watching the decline of planet Earth. And we're seeing the push for the eschaton in such a way that people will be frightened. And destruction is something that we're all going to witness because we've witnessed it anciently, or during the times of the ancient ones. They saw the end of the world, and that's why we have the book of Genesis, because it all talks about the rebuilding of the planet and how it was done. We say that God did it and several other people helped him. Well, we may have to see this again, and we don't know if God's going to do it, but we certainly wonder who's going to be the elect that will rebuild the planet if we have catastrophes that are going to leave us with questions and the inability to have these luxuries we've been having all this time. It's got to change eventually. It may not change tomorrow. It may not change 10 years from now. But it just seems to me it would be quite a cosmic joke if all of the problems we're having with Prism and privacy and internet and Twitter and all those things came to a screeching halt and God reminds us just who's in charge. I think that'd be interesting. And that's why that article stuck out in my mind today, that I had to share it with the Atlantic article talking about this very thing. Well, see, they're now telling us that we'll be seeing a nine-pointer sometime soon in the United States. I'd hate to think, you know, I saw what it did in Chile. I've seen what it does. Well, what it did in Japan is obvious. I'd hate to see what it does in a city in maybe California or even where I'm at, because they're saying that the Pacific Rim, the Cascade Fault Line, the Ring of Fire, is ready to just cause all kinds of havoc. And I just wouldn't want to be there. And I've always wondered if it's going to be happening, because so many strange things have happened this year. I wouldn't put it past, you know, I would not, I don't know, this year is just so weird. I mean, we're already, what, 6 months in? And it just seems like it's been a year of all kinds of craziness. And now we have this going on in the government. And now I said, you know, I was just reading through all the news stories today. And then it was almost like, you know, when you're listening to something like a musical piece, you hear something that's out of tune. That article just stuck out at me. And I'm going, I got to talk about this for some reason. I have the feeling that I need to speak about this. Some disturbance in the force grabbed my attention and said, you need to talk about this Atlantic article that deals with the idea of an economy breaking down and a globalized government stepping in, because this is something that they reported. And I just thought, it's not even a conspiracy rag talking about this. It's something that we all, I think it's all wired in us to expect a cataclysm, which I think that's why a lot of people are fascinated by these topics. And they want to find a way to control them, or at least think that they can be controlled. And maybe we don't have any control at all. Maybe we try to control, and that's where we screwed up. Well, hey, Wells, thanks for calling tonight, buddy.
Absolutely. Thank you. Have a good night.
You bet. 888-673-3700. That's 888-673-3700. What do you think about all this? Do you think this is just part of the natural course of things, that this derecho's coming, this huge storm is supposed to affect all these people, some 60 million people? The tornadoes have been out of control, all this stuff. I mean, normal? I don't know. It doesn't feel normal to me. I've been around for a while. Story in the Atlantic talking about how our economies are going to crack under the pressure of all these small disasters, or these little disasters that happen here and there. The sun, they're saying, is responsible, and they're not ruling out the possibility of weather modification. They've weighed out all of the ideas, and we're putting it forward tonight because this story stuck out in my mind is something that was a little bit of an irony when you consider we're arguing over whether or not we're having our privacy taken from us because they're monitoring everything electronic. Well, all the electronic things would be taken away in one fell swoop. If we have a sun storm or some other problem that'll take the grid down, we no longer have to worry about that stuff. Boy, wouldn't that be convenient? What was creation? What was the book of Genesis about? Do you think it was the beginning, or do you think it was the rebuilding? You see, I've had a number of people tell me that I think Enoch talked about. I mean, I know that it's apocryphal if you talk about the book of Enoch, but I know that Enoch had talked about how what you're reading in the book of Genesis was primarily the story of the rebuilding of the planet that was hit by a cataclysm. And I think that's the concept that a lot of Christians are having the disconnect with. I think that anything that comes from outer space or anything that comes from heaven is what, Fred? Extraterrestrial. And when the Greeks and the Romans said anything about Deus Ex Machina, or God from the machine, they were describing that very thing. Something coming down from the sky, something coming from another place in heaven to try and save or otherwise change how we look and feel about ourselves. It could be a meteor. It could be a planet. It could be Planet X. That we can all speculate about what's out there, whether it be a huge rock that's going to come and take us all out in the ELE, an extinction level event, whether we're going to have a huge sun kill shot that's going to take us out in the ELE, extinction level event, or we're going to have a god come down that's going to kill us all, an extinction level event, or we're going to have aliens come down and are going to save us all, which I don't know how that can happen if they don't come down and eat us all, chomp, 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 and that's the end of it all. So do we really have a definition? Everybody says, well, yeah, of course, we're not going to, you know, you don't question this. I question it. And you know why I question it? Because no one knows. No one truly knows how it's all going to go down. I don't even know how it's all going to go down. But I certainly am not going to be sticking into this idea that is so rigid that you can't expand upon the possibility of what might happen. That's why I think the phrase Deus Ex Machina applies for everything that we're talking about tonight, because it truly is the man, the object, the anomaly, lowering down from the heavens and either rescuing us or killing us all. Whatever it may be, it is the very thing that's going to change everything that we believe, and it's going to change the way we live. Drastically, abruptly, and people will have to really be circumspect as to who they are and what they truly believe. It's called the derecho, and you're going to be hit by this huge storm about 240 miles wide. It's going to affect everybody, and we're going to have some very high sustaining winds and very low millibars. It's almost like an inland hurricane. That's what these things are, and when they do form, they look like God's angry. They're just a very scary-looking storm, and they draw a line in the sky. It looks like something like a big line, and basically it tells you it's a shelf storm, and it's coming your way, and a lot of lightning, thunder, tornadoes. I mean, we're going to hear a lot about this for a few days. I mean, sometimes they travel upwards of 500, 600 miles. It's going to affect a lot of people, about 60 million people. Yeah, they get pretty bad. I would suggest that. I mean, it'll be something that'll probably, I don't know, probably take our minds off of what's going on. NASA and several other organizations, weather services and the like, are now saying that we are heading into this turbulent period of catastrophe, and it began in 2012, and it will continue throughout 2015, all the way into 2015, maybe even 2016. If anyone's listening that is experiencing this weather, I would suggest if you haven't gotten in on the phones, get in on the phone lines. If you're losing the show now, listen online. There are plenty of places online to listen to us. And call the program. I'd really love to hear what's going on in your neck of the woods. It'd be something to talk about.